The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Good morning, Sunrise.
You hit some notes there.
It's almost like it's almost doing my Johnny Weissmuller thing, you know, the Tarzan deal.
So how do leave that alone?
That sounds like Ethel Mervyn. Good morning, good morning.
Right?
So, it sounded like Hazel.
These deep fakes now. So they now have deep fake Johnny Cash singing about Barbie now. Even though he's been dead for quite a while. Also deep fake Elvis. A few others.
I said, well, I got, this is like Johnny Bravo there.
You know. Nothing like, that just doesn't go together.
Let's start the show, okay? Today is Sunday, July 23rd, 2023. My name is Mark Kent, and I'm your host once again. You're listening to Sovereign Minds, the radio show. And I'm here in the great state of Jefferson with my sister Linda, who's all the heavy lifting, a ball of endless energy, immovable objects, unstoppable force, nature slayer, snowflakes, and she has heard more BS than a BOS meeting.
Good morning, everybody.
And the kid that rocks around the clock, faster than speeding internet, connects to my father and our husband.
Good morning, good morning, I say let's go. Good morning.
He starts singing.
Whoa. Okay, dude. What are you drinking over there this morning?
He starts singing My Way, Cut His My Way.
Something extra in the coffee.
Regrets. I've had a few.
Right? So last week it was shrooms, this week.
Wow.
Our co-host is on drugs. And also our producer, Liam. Although he's not on drugs, he's doing a great job. We don't think he's on drugs.
Commas there are very important.
But hey, who cares if we're on drugs anymore? You know, the White House doesn't mind, so.
No, you have it wrong. It depends on who you are.
Oregon's already decriminalized all of it.
They don't know whose drugs they are. They can't figure it out.
Like, wow, man, where are the drugs at in the library? Never mind.
The problem is they were just doing an investigation to find out whose they were. It wasn't a matter of who brought them in. It was more like, hey, which of the 15 over here have been doing the drugs?
So who's the dealer?
We're brought to you by...
That's the question.
We're brought to you by Julie Foster, Allstate Insurance Agencies. 810 Main Street, Red Bluff, 530-527-5534. She's the best and will take care of all your insurance needs. Luke Pearson Construction, Custom Homes and Excavating, 530-605-9575, licensed and bonded. Crackmaster.
Yes, Jeff Wurst. Over there on 273, he's at over 30 years of experience repairing windshields, and he guarantees his work.
Shout out to Marty McGill, Clear Creek Microgreens.
And the number is 530-241-8373.
That would be for Crackmaster.
Not
for Marty. MountaintopMedia.com. We've got a couple more shows probably going to happen tomorrow, and we'll go from there. And you can; those are starting to get a little more smoothed out, so we're getting more and more content out there.
I want to put out there, I do have a meeting coming this Tuesday night for the Veterans Home. I know people have asked me to announce that, so I am. We will be at Lulu's at 6 p.m. Please come and join us.
And Kevin Cry's got an event coming up.
That is August 5th, and that is at the Senior Citizen Hall on Benton Drive on August 5th. What I believe the doors open at 4 and dinner's at 6.
All right.
Well, double check on my phone because we got so many different things going on. Sometimes
hard to keep up with everything.
Well, the times change sometimes, and then you kind of get off. But I believe the doors open at 4.
Well, I have a quick message here from I want to play real quick from Ted Nugent. And are we ready to go in there, Liam? I can't even see you through the glare. I don't even think he's in there.
Okay. Oh, back before you do, Ted, 2290 Benton Drive. You can get tickets at Ninja Coalition or Jones Fort or by calling 530-776-4790. And doors open at 4 p.m. and dinner at 6.
There you go. All right, this is a little short clip from Ted Nugent. I think it's very appropriate. Found this in the archive. I'll let you evaluate it for yourself. Here we go.
Well, would you speak to the people who believe it is a worthwhile vaccine and it is saving lives? Are they just dead wrong? Are they been fed a line from the federal government?
Jim, I appreciate the opportunity to speak to the people that went ahead and got the jab. I speak their language. I would speak to them thusly.
How do you really feel, Uncle Ted?
They understand that.
Well, so all these millions of people that got the shots, they're just stupid? Yep.
Now, I'm not sure I completely agree with Ted, but I do feel that he has the right to say that because of free speech in the First Amendment. And
what do you expect if you give somebody like Ted Nugent a straight line
to actually tell the truth as he sees it?
Yeah, I mean, come on, folks. I mean,
Ted has had some pretty based standpoints.
Well, and if you think about it, it's like back then that was, shut him off, disinformation. And the real deal is he's kind of right after all the information starts coming out with all people dying. I mean, Jamie Foxx posted a video yesterday or the day before, whatever it was. He's just now coming out of the hospital and getting back to normal after taking the vaccine that he was forced to do a movie. Now, it's funny that just doesn't make the mainstream news. You'd think that would make the mainstream news. Evidently, he had a blood clot and you know, and you can't verify any of this stuff for sure anyway because it gets blocked out. But this is according to a news source, and I'll cite the source.
Well, that's the problem so much of it. You know, they don't even report it at all. They don't even look at it about all the deaths that happen after people receive the jab or anything. You know, they just kind of gloss over it and move on, you know.
Well, this is from a news source. I've got it right here. This is from Jamie Foxx, Dr. McCullough, vaccines. Anyway, it was confirmed that since the hospitalization, they've remained silent. But basically he got the vax, and then all of a sudden he started having problems. It said, and this is from Benza. A.J. Benzin is the guy who reported this. 3 months after the mysterious medical condition led to hospitalization, Academy Award-winning actor Jamie Foxx broke his silence in an emotional Instagram he posted on Friday. Health reports emerged claiming he had a blood clot in his brain, allegedly caused by the experimental COVID vax. According to the details given by Hollywood journalist A.J. Benza, Fox allegedly suffered. I like allegedly. I don't know. I wish we would know the truth once in a while. But, you know, Fox was in pretty good shape. What caused the whole thing to happen in the first place? Suffered partially paralysis and blindness, among other complications, following the vaccine administrated. Jamie's blood clot is had a blood clot in his brain after he got the shot. He did not want the shot, but the movie he was on pressured him into it, said Benz in an interview with Dr. Drew. So So if that, if it wasn't the shot, what was it? And why would a guy in that, you know, healthy guy, all of a sudden, boom, he's got a problem. Why would they not come out and just say this if this was the truth or the facts or whatever, or refute it? I don't hear anybody refuting it. So he posted it. You can watch the video. He doesn't mention the why or any of the cause of anything.
Yeah, I was just looking at the Cleveland Browns 32-year-old wide receiver Marquise Goodwin, diagnosed with blood clots and in legs and lungs. I was trying to see if that was saying it was from the shot or not, but he's 32 years old.
It's coming out more and more that they can't hide it, and the death rates are way up because of the COVID after the shot started happening. So anyway, I did want to cover, I have here from News Target, top 10 signs you might be an obedient idiot. And I think this is kind of an important thing. You know, I mean, top 10 signs you might be an obedient idiot feathers right into what we're talking about. Number one, you immediately take every vaccine shot pushed by the pharma-funded corporate media and authoritarian government. Okay, remember when we didn't trust the corporate media? And remember when we didn't trust Big Pharma? And
brought to you by Pfizer.
So I'm just going to run out immediately and get a vaccine shot because I've been filled full of fear that if I don't, I'm probably going to die anyway.
Brought to you by Pfizer.
Okay.
Moderna.
Number two. Here's the number two of the top 10 signs. You keep all your assets in fiat currency.
Brought to you by Pfizer.
Because you see
Vanguard,
and
BlackRock.
We're going to do a little. We're going to do a little segment on this. I've got some new information on some of that about the CBDC, CBDDC. Thank you.
Fed now.
And the,
yeah, that is already working.
Yeah. So we want to talk about that a little bit. Keeping all your assets in fiat currency, U.S. dollars, because you think alternative assets such as gold, silver, crypto are untrustworthy. Even while your U.S. dollars are losing 2% of a month of purchasing power, you will hold on to the dollars until the very end when they become worthless thanks to money printing, devaluation, hyperinflation.
They need to add to that. It's not even money.
BRICS currency. Good.
It's currency. Yeah. That's going to be our new thing. We're going to speak to the masses, Ted Nugent style. Number three. You hate Donald Trump because your emotional state is easily manipulated.
Yeah, mentally...
The corporate media, which has been lying, which has conspired with the lying deep state to try to destroy Trump for years, you know, and we could go on and on and on about this, Russia, you know, Pfizer warrants, you know, the laptop, the collusion with the, it goes on and on.
Yeah,
and
they're still going back to January 6th. I mean, gee whiz, give it a break.
Meanwhile, and we might go into this a little more later, meanwhile, we've got an FBI memo, 2023, that basically, you know, shows that from a high source in the FBI that Biden was getting bribed, and they forced the head of the government in Ukraine in Burisma, the head of Burisma, they forced him into sending him $10 million because you know, if they didn't, they would have trouble because Joe was going to keep, you know, them off his back. And what's interesting about that memo, we'll cover it later, is that he thought that Hunter Biden was not as smart as his dog. Yeah. So
I'm leave that alone.
Number four. you use Google as your search engine. And you believe all the globalist-funded fact-checkers on Facebook and YouTube. You believe authoritative sources, even though they routinely and maliciously lie. So how many times do you have to be lied to before you believe everything they keep telling you?
Yes.
Yes. You got it. Wait for it. Wait
and you
for
despise
it.
The alternative media that tells the truth. So it's kind of like the voting thing. They're not, you know, they don't care if voting is, there's cheating.
As long as they're getting in office.
As long as they're winning.
They don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you believe all these authoritative sources, even though they routinely and maliciously lie to you and despise the alternative media that tells the truth, you are programmed. In other words, to automatically believe official lies while rejecting obvious truth.
Pfizer.
Brought to you by Pfizer.
Number five, you've been brainwashed into thinking carbon dioxide, the molecule responsible for photosynthesis,
is bad.
Literally all plant life on planet Earth is dangerous to the planet.
Yep. Bad.
And you are opposed to warm, wet, lush, green planet because you believe cold, dead, lifeless planet with no CO2 and an atmosphere would be somehow better.
Let's go Mars.
You argue for the total destruction of Earth's atmosphere while somehow thinking you're saving the planet. Just saying. Number six. You celebrate the surveillance state because you don't have anything to hide. And you gladly install Amazon spy devices in your home that listen to every conversation and control your life. You think government surveillance of private citizens is necessary for public safety, and you gladly give up your privacy in exchange for the illusion of security.
Yep.
And you probably don't mind being microchipped, which, right, by the way, we're going to do a little more on later on in that.
And you don't mind turning in your neighbor either.
Never mind.
I'm just saying, you know, you got people out there that turn you in for anything because you need to be, the government needs to know what you're doing over there.
Number seven. We should do the top. It would be like the old, Tonight Show with, who's the other guy, the idiot? Not Jay Leno, but the other idiot. I can't think of his name. It'll come to me. I can picture his face, got the gap tooth in front. Anyway, number seven. You have no idea that Joe Biden received $20 million in bribes. Yeah, you have no idea that there's anything going on. I'm sure it's all Trump's fault. Trump took the bribes and somehow hid them from Joe. Because...
No, it was all Hunter Biden. Hunter had absolutely all control of it. His dad was never involved in any of it. That's the official story.
The Russian disinformation.
His dad didn't know anything.
Yeah.
And he doesn't know anything.
And he's the smartest person I know. And watch him. He roll over and play dead.
I mean, when the Easter Bunny's leading you around, he might be the smartest person he knows. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do.
I thought it was Harvey the Rabbit. But going back, so you have no idea that Joe Biden received $20 million in bribes, which was probably more than that at this point, from foreign entities because you have watched the CIA-controlled corporate media, and they aren't reporting on the Biden crime family cartel. You think that cocaine in the White House somehow had nothing to do with Hunter Biden.
Well, it may not have, but it was somebody in the family, I think.
Okay. And they don't know who did it.
Nope.
Because
there's way too many people that come in and out of there. Don't you know that?
I went and had a brain scan. You know, didn't find nothing. All right. Kind of feathers into the.
Don't have any surveillance in the White House. Don't you know that?
Nobody knows anything. You know, it's like
forget about it.
Yeah,
it's Pugazi.
It's one of those things. You know. So, number eight, you are dumb enough to literally believe that a man can become a woman. If that wasn't so true, it wouldn't be funny. Because, really?
What is a woman?
I don't know. Are we talking about how they feel? Or their biological... working parts.
That's racist.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. But I didn't say what color they were.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Boy. It doesn't matter.
Boy, we're not going to go there because we're headed right down the road to censorship.
That's why I'm streaming on all the censorship-free platforms. Shameless plug.
Ding. Oh, so we can say anything we want, but we won't have this platform long.
Exactly. Brought to you by Pfizer.
You're dumb enough to literally believe that a man can become a woman, and you think that men can get pregnant. You think that a child can consent to have their genitals mutilated and sliced off in order to achieve gender affirmation status. You think the government is an appropriate place to promote LGBTQXYZFU+.
Yeah.
A twisted kind of religion. Even though you despise Christianity, and would never want government to promote the Bible or wave Bible flags all over the place, but the LGBTQVSXYZFU pedophile flags are perfectly okay because you think grooming children is inclusive.
Yes.
Beyond merely being an obedient idiot, you worship the LGBTQVSXYZFU plus agenda. You are actually a member of a dangerous cult.
Wow.
Number nine.
Make that the truth.
You refuse to see evil in anyone other than Donald Trump. Supporters or Christians, and you think that good intentions from those in power will always produce positive results. Wasn't that old saying, good intentions is the road paved to hell? I digress. That's probably just some, you know, thing they said back in the day because they didn't know. Even if it means denying people freedom and liberty. You think all criminals should be released onto the streets to be given yet another chance. Even, I wonder if you were a victim of the guy, if you'd still believe that. You refuse to hold anyone accountable.
That's different.
Is it?
Then you must pay for it.
If I'm
the victim of a crime, then somebody needs to pay for it.
It's kind of like the N-word. If I'm black, it's different.
No, yeah. Not necessarily. So there was a guy recently.
What if I'm half black?
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a guy recently. He was a white guy that was assaulted by a person, and he ended up having this person try to attack him with a knife, and then he broke down crying because the police arrived and they were arresting him. And he was saying, no, I didn't want that. I just wanted you to tell him to leave us alone. That's all I wanted. And she's like, no, he needs to be arrested for making terrorist threats and attacking you with a knife.
I think instead of arresting them, they should hand him a stuffed, you know, rabbit or something, and you know, nice furry toy, and give him a bottle and say, listen, if you just go over there in the shade for a while, you'll be okay.
I think they should just ship him to the island.
It was
somewhere.
Interesting. There was a very interesting article that ended up coming out recently that was talking about the expansion of gun rights and this dangerous expansion of gun rights because of all these new rulings that are coming down from the Supreme Court that are going back to the shall not be infringed side of the conversation.
See, so, they don't mind the expansion of gun rights as long as it's the government that has all the expansion.
Right? And so what's interesting about this is they were specifically using people who had done violence with weapons and talking about how they're going to be able to get back out on the streets and be able to use those weapons again. All right, well, since they're getting back out on the streets and using those weapons again anyway, how about instead of that being the conversation, how about if they're a danger to society and you don't trust them with weapons, how about you keep them in their damn cell?
I think we should just just treat it like, you know, recycling. We just recycle the weapons so that we don't have to make, you know. It's kind of like...
You mean do like a government buyback?
Yeah, no, we'll do a government deal where we buy the guns from people and then give them back to other people as a redistribution thing because that's how...
Like the Taliban.
Yeah.
Or Ukrainians. We can give both of those people all the weapons, cluster bombs.
Yes.
That's a good thing now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all good. Just saying.
Matt, hold on.
We're going to get into the. Hold on. I'm going to finish number nine here. All right. Even if it means denying. Okay. You think nearly all criminals should be released in the streets, given another chance to do about. Okay. You naively believe that the Biden regime wants to help the American people rather than destroy America. You are convinced that big pharma vaccines are expression of love and healing rather than the actual depopulation bioweapon that they truly are.
Right.
I'm not sure I agree to everything here, but I think that's some big points. Okay. I guess the Wuhan, you know, having, you know.
If that isn't the case, then why did they do what they did with the vaccine?
Well, you know, it's like interesting that we had a defector from China that came over and said that China's next big thing is, and I have a little clip here, from Dan Bongino, and he says that the guy said, yeah, they're going to attack us again. This time they're going to do an attack, a cyber attack, and, you know, knock out our computer and internet and all that stuff, and then they'll release another virus.
Well, and what's interesting on that too is there just so happened to be recently another cyber pandemic that they were planning for. Hmm. Strangely, it kind of seemed to be the same people that put on Event 201, which just strangely was a event that was taking place 2 months prior to a novel coronavirus being released, and it was from the Johns Hopkins University World Economic Forum, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Those nice folks. They always just seem to have the world's best interests, like in the COVID-19 Great Reset from Carl Schwab, how he talks about reducing the world's population by 2050 down to about a billion people.
Just shut up and stroke you up on it.
Yeah, and we're going to put a chip in so we can control you.
Oh, yeah, we're going to talk about that.
Yeah. No, no problem
more evidence
there.
On that. Yeah. I got to do number 10, but let's go to break.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Well, Reverend, please come quick. 'Cause I got something to admit. I met a man out in the sticks, a good old miss. He drove a series tank Cadillac and wore a cigar on his lip. Don't you know the devil wears a suit and tie? Saw him driving down the 61 in early July. White as a cotton, feeling sharp as a knife. I heard him howling as he passed me by.
That's some interesting music. Sounds like Johnny Cash a little bit, but
I like it.
It's the name of that is. I'll tell you right now. The name of that is "The Devil Wears a Suit and Tie." I'm not sure. I remember the artist, Colt something, I think. Anyway, I ran a
Coulter Wall.
Coulter Wall. Yeah, there you go. Perfect. All right. So. Interesting playing style. Almost sounds like Johnny Cash. Thanks, the chat room for that. It's David Letterman, the guy with the
yeah.
So hat tip to the chat room. Keep me honest here. Let's see. Oh, I want to do number 10. Let's get number 10 out of the way, and then we'll move on. Number 10. Okay. You support the tyrannical dictatorship of Ukraine. You believe you are defending freedom, even though Ukraine's corrupt government has outlawed all opposition media and opposing political parties, creating a one-party dictator state. You think more guns to Ukraine and defending Ukraine's border is awesome. Well, not defending ours is okay. But you think Americans should have no guns and no border protection. That's because you're a compliant idiot who can hold two opposing thoughts in your head at the same time and somehow believe that both of them are true.
Boy, that last one covers a lot of people. Just saying.
Okay, so what's the moral of the story? Don't be an obedient idiot.
Brought to you by Pfizer.
So I want to play this one thing. This is Dan Bongino. He's been on a tear.
Let's
call our callers first, and then we'll come back to Bongino.
Okay, first of all, we've got Dick on the line. Good morning, Dick.
Hey, good morning. I'd like to repeat an announcement I made in the program just previous to yours.
Okay.
July 27th is the 70th year anniversary of the ending of the Korean War. Actually, didn't end. They just had a proclamation. They sort of agreed to stop killing each other for a while. But anyway, the Shasta Border Real, Board of Supervisors are going to make a presentation to the proclamation to the Korean War veterans on the meeting coming up Tuesday. And the meeting starts, at 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And the Veteran Service Officer, Wesley Tucker, is going to be there. And anyway, I'm urging all Korean War veterans to show up there and help with the ceremony there. And I know that most Korean War veterans are 90. If they're not already there, they're getting close to it. So a lot of them are not getting around too well anymore. But I hope you can make it, everybody, and let's have a good turnout. Now, my second announcement, Mark, I don't know if this is acceptable or not, but remember those fundraiser tickets I showed you last Thursday? Is it okay to report that on this program?
Sure, why not? I don't see why that would be a problem.
Okay. This is for the Reading Grange. I'm not a member of the Reading Grange, but I have friends who are, and they're selling tickets to generate some income. From what I understand, they're having an insurance problem because of the condition of the roof, and they need a lot of money to redo the roof. And so I have tickets. I got more of them just a couple of days ago. They're only printing 300 tickets, and it's for a Ruger American rifle with Go-Well ammo. The caliber is 6.5 Creedmoor with a Vortex 4 to 12x 40 millimeter scope, and it comes with a sling and hard case. And the tickets are $20. They're only putting 300 of them, and I have them here in my possession. And if you'd like to help with the Reading Range with their fundraiser, and if we get a chance to win this Creedmoor rifle,
How do they get a hold of you, Dick?
Okay, my phone number is local here, 530. Get a pencil, people. 530-246-9131. Or drop by my house. I'm at the Big Red Barn up at South Bonneville, the one that has all the Christmas lights every year. We're probably home, so drop by or give a call again, 530-246-9131. Right now I have 23 tickets remaining here. So anybody want some tickets to help the Reading Grange, give me a call, and we'll get together somehow.
Is that all that's left, Dick? Is just 23?
It doesn't matter. I bought some, so I'm going to win.
I have no idea how many are left. I sold my first 25, and I just got 25 more, and I sold two yesterday. So I'm just trying to help them. I'm not a member of the Grange, but I have friends who are. So anyway, if you'd like to help get their roof fixed so they can get rid of their insurance problem, give me a call again. I'm Dick Wilkinson, 530-246-9131, or drop by at the Big Red Barn off of South Bonneville. You know, the one with all the Christmas lights.
Okay. Well, thanks.
Thanks, Dick.
We appreciate it.
Dick, thanks again for all you do for the community.
He's a selling fool.
Very good. All right, so we also have Stones on.
Stones on the line, yes. Good morning, Stones.
Yeah. Hello, how's my volume?
Good.
Kind of weird.
Okay.
Well, you sounded like that.
Time, so, hey,
you can hear you, though. It's pretty clear.
We're between county councils. The one we had for, 4 months, Mr. Ross, he's out the door. He probably could not stand the heat in the kitchen for what is coming in Shasta County, because a proper county council that desires to protect the Board of Supervisors and the citizens That's going to take a very brave, bold person. So if anybody knows a good attorney that's constitutionally minded, have him get a hold of the chief executive officer, Mr. Rickert, and or Patrick Jones' supervisor, and let's get their name in the hat. So, you know, we have time to get a good county council, and it'll take a couple of months for the announcement, the interviews, and for them to start in the office, but we have time. We have time to get one in now for the legal fights that are coming on many, many avenues.
Very good. Okay so so we also got the upcoming Board of Supervisors meeting on Tuesday where they're going to vote on the resolution to have the county be a sanctuary Second Amendment state. Is that as well happening too?
Yes, and then there's also an interesting agenda item on Tuesday about the district attorney and the CEO are going to be giving some kind of a presentation on the Zog Fire settlement distributions. I noticed this, a month ago when I saw the list, and my concern was, why is Children's Legacy Center, basically a foster agency of sorts, and they help troubled kids, why are they getting $7 million of $50 million in a wildfire settlement? Gee, is it because maybe Stephanie Bridget, DA, was part of that prosecution of PG&E, and she's also on the board of Children's Legacy Center? Gee, And by the way, I Records Acted the agenda and minutes from Children's Legacy Center, and I was denied because they're a nonprofit. Gee, I'm just wondering, are they trying to hide something with regards to this settlement and how Stephanie Bridget was involved? And it's a travesty.
Rich, have you tried getting a profit and loss from them?
That's what I was going
to
ask.
I would try to get some financial records from them because by law they're supposed to give that to you if they're a 501c3. And I would try to get some financial records, profit and losses with transactional detailed breakdowns, especially in the legal and professional area, to see who's getting money for what.
So I do have a document. I did Records Act their public monies received by Children's Legacy. I do have that document, 5 years' worth of public monies received, because that is a public document. There may be an issue trying to get, you know, their tax records, their tax filings are public record. Yes, they absolutely are. I just don't know if anything beyond their tax filings I can grab without them claiming privacy issues. But, no, still a good suggestion. But, again, it's, you know, $7 million. I don't think the Children's Legacy Center, they have little to nothing to do with the wildfire effort nor the wildfire recovery. So I don't even understand. And, by the way, while we're on the topic, if you look at that list of the disbursements for the Zog Fire, lots of stuff to fire departments. Okay, the fire departments already have reimbursements in place through FEMA. So why are we giving them additional monies? How much of that $50 million, it's actually $55 million, how much of that's going to the citizens who could not afford wildfire insurance because they live in a high-severity wildfire zone and lost their homes with no insurance? Their families died in their homes. Well, why is – I don't see any of that money, $55 million, going to the citizens. What the heck?
Well, that's I just have a question. Who approves it? Who decides where the money goes? Who rubber stamps it?
Well, I hope Kevin Cryer, I believe, put this on the agenda because he's mentioned it on his radio show. I think he has concerns, and so do I. So this wildfire settlement had to go through a court, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It was a lawsuit in court. So some judge, I don't know, we need to put this judge's name out for public consumption, and we need to get a copy of the minutes of that court hearing where the disbursements were discussed and decided on. Those should be public documents. I don't know if there's non-disclosures because it's a settlement. There could be a non-disclosure. But nonetheless, it sure smells to high heaven. And I would hope our county board, after Tuesday's explanation, which will fall short, I'm sure, by the DA as to how this $7 million went to Children's Legacy, the board should, using county council, file some sort of countersuit or subpoenas to the court so we can get the documents to find out how and if Stephanie Bridget swayed the settlement money to Children's Legacy Center. It smells bad.
Well,
you
got
to wonder what else is in there.
If you could get a hold of the financial records, profit and losses, by law, they're supposed to give them to you. Will they do it? We don't live in a legal society where there's equal protection under the law. These people are lawless a lot of times. It's just like the no Senate approval for the last person that was named. I can't think of the post she was got, but the Senate didn't give her a confirmation, and Joe Biden put her in anyway. I mean, that's completely against the Senate. So who's following the law anymore? It doesn't matter, does it?
Yeah, but it's worthy of repeating this point. Why is all this money going, this settlement money, going to mostly government, mostly NGOs and nonprofits? And almost none of it, I don't see, very little if none of it, is going to the citizens that suffered because of that fire. That just blows me away. And I do have one other comment.
Go.
So this afternoon I'll be finishing what I started on Pete Peter's show 2 weeks ago, which was a short 45-minute, this is how we can fix our county elections and take full control of our county elections by separating our countywide ballots. So I'm going to be doing a much more thorough deep dive in that today on Mountaintop Media. As soon as that gets published for public consumption, we'll share the links as far as we can. I know those other counties have contacted me. They like the information, so it's going to be going out to other places. And in my humble opinion, this is going to be our last chance to, at a minimum, control our countywide elections separate from the state and federal elections, because those are lost. Those are lost. The fraud is ingrained in the laws, and those are lost. We're not going to get those back. So our last resort is to take control of our countywide ballots.
I agree.
Yep, totally agree with that one.
So thank you, everybody. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate you.
All right. So
it was pretty interesting. There was on the Culture Wars with Tim Kast and the rest of the team over there, they had Mike Lindell on, and there was another gentleman that was on as well recently, and they were discussing the ballots and the election and a lot of topic there, that probably for about 2 hours and 20 minutes, but it was a very heated debate between somebody who wants wide open absentee ballots sent out early, mail-in ballots, ballot harvesting, all that, and Mike Lindell. It was interesting because we actually made that podcast for our area up here based upon us going back to paper ballots, and we were one of the points of dissension that was saying, hey, they're doing it here. Let's keep a close eye on what's actually taking place here. Once again, we're setting the trend for what the rest of the nation is looking at and seeing, and California is afraid of it, and they're trying to change the laws constantly to prevent we the people from being able to do what we want to do to ensure our elections here.
Right. Were you at the town hall on Thursday?
Wasn't able to make it.
You know, one thing about it, there was a lot of good information, even if you didn't understand all of it, which I know I talked with some people, they didn't quite get it all. But when they put the graphs up of all the different races, and it looked like the same picture for each one, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out something's not right here, you know, because the voting block should not look exactly the same for each office.
Well,
it was pretty interesting, the information that was presented.
I think that, you know, not being a mathematician, without doing all the facts and figures, I think if it's explained better and you drill down on the numbers and you see how they're cheating, I think it's provable at this point.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. No matter where you're at, no matter what offices, you don't have races that are, you know, come in and calculate at exactly the same rate at the same time for each office. It doesn't happen.
Right. Well, there's a bunch of stuff we can go into. I want to play this one clip because I think it's important here from Bongino, and then we can get on to some of this other stuff. There's so much to cover these days in the news cycle. It's ridiculous. But this is a hat tip.
15 pounds of cocaine.
So this is a... This is a hat tip to Sally. This is she posted this, and I think it's very appropriate. Here we go.
AB within months, and definitely before Biden leaves office. Every day there's a new sign out there I'm going to continue to warn you about, because you're going to be the most prepared people. With emergency food, water, supplies, you all, a way to defend yourself, you're going to be prepared. Everyone else who doesn't listen is listening to the dopey mainstream media is going to be sitting on their hands when this breaks bad, because it's going to break bad soon. Here's a press release from Congressman Mike Turner. China, Russia, North Korea, and Iran are investing in ways to nuke us, talking about missile defense. This is from May. Why does that matter? Because we know Iran, China, and North Korea are the trio of death. They're working together right now. So I'm telling you, China's getting ready to invade Taiwan, and I believe the Iranians and North Koreans know about it. Oh, look at this. Just yesterday, Chinese hackers breached the U.S. ambassador to China's email account. Gosh, that's strange. It's almost like they're turning up the heat. Even CNN got in on the mix and had to start talking about this. Here's CNN yesterday talking about this breach, conveniently right before the ambassador went over there, so they know how to answer all the questions, because they're playing us and getting ready for an invasion. Take a listen to this.
Two top State Department officials whose email accounts were accessed as part of this hack that was related to hackers based in China. And this, the key thing here is the timing, Jake, because according to Microsoft, this was a hack into U.S. government systems on the unclassified side, we should note, that occurred sometime in mid-May. And it was on June 16th that there was actually, you know, customers who came to Microsoft and said that there were these anomalies. They began investigating it. June 16th is also the date that the Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, was traveling to China. And we reported last week that U.S. officials believe that because of this hack, China was able to gain insights into the planning for that trip. Now, of course, the fact that these two top State Department officials were targeted as part of this hack is obviously telling us why they felt that that was the case.
CNN, put the freaking story together, man. Oh, look, North Korea is threatening a nuclear response after U.S. sub-deployment. Gosh, how could that be, Joe? So crazy. It's like they're talking to China and they all know what's going on. It's so weird. So strange. I like the signs. Oh, look at this. U.S. sending Marines and more warships to the Middle East over Iranian threats. Oh, my gosh. It's almost like the signs are everywhere. So crazy.
Weird a little bit.
Weird. Thank you, Pee-wee. So, oh, here's another one. This is just nuts. China poses an alarming threat to the U.S. grid, lawmakers told. Oh, you mean like that article in the Wall Street Journal from Richard Mueller talking about a biological virus attack and a computer attack on the grid? The same guy who is, according to reports by Jennifer Van Lars, spoke to a Chinese Communist Party defector. So strange. Again, it's like the signs are like everywhere, coming from the left, coming from the right, coming from below, coming from above. Be prepared. Warning 4,573.
The writing is right, right, I get there some on the wall. Mm-hmm.
Because I do believe, number one, I think China's going to fail. I think China is a Potemkin village. I think it's going to be an ugly war. It may be a longer war than we anticipate. But I think they're going to fail, and I think when they do fail, there's going to be significant change in China. I may be an optimist, but folks, you know what? It's a Friday, and I feel good, but I believe it. I don't believe the Chinese people want to be in prison. Nobody does. And you know, Imperial Japan turned into Democratic Japan after the leadership was defeated. Things can change fast. No, not like Rocky IV stuff. You can change. We all can change. No, I don't mean this in a utopian way. I really believe it. I don't believe the Chinese people, who are very entrepreneurial, want to be under the boot of communists. I believe they're going to fail. That was a clip from the damn boy.
There you go. So I think that that is important to get out there. If you aren't preparing, you need to be preparing. And this whole Pollyanna thought process of, oh, we're in the best times of prosperity right now. Nothing to worry about. We're just having a good time because, it's not affecting us. But there's we're not in a recession. No, because they changed the definition of a recession. We're not in a depression.
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times.
Right.
Anybody who doesn't think that there's something going on out there is an absolute idiot who is so engrossed and narcissistic in their own lives that they can't look around to see there's people all over the street, there's tent cities all over the country, they're closing down businesses right and left, and you think we're in the middle of a prosperous time?
Well, and when 44 nations do away with using the American dollar and go to this BRICS currency, which is a gold-backed currency, not a fiat currency, right at the same time as we're introducing FedNow this week. That's kind of interesting, isn't it?
Well, you think there
right
might be
the same
something going on?
Time frame?
Yeah.
I will wait till after the break, but I have a banking. I got a little clip to play here from a banking insider saying that the CBDC has they want to implant chips.
Oh no, really?
Yeah, I know. It's all conspiratory theory crap. You know, all those guys that talked about there was you know, the Russia thing, none of that. It's all conspiracy theory, the banking.
I've got a clip Joe of Biden's Dr. not a pedophile. Evil saying that it would all be. I mean, I have the clip that he states that it's going to happen.
I know
by
this
2026,
one guy,
everybody,
He kind of had this book. It was written like 2,000 years ago. It talked about some of this stuff.
We'll just save this for the second hour because we got a couple minutes here. Here's a couple things we need to probably get out there on the table. Hunter Biden's lawyer files House ethics complaints against Marjorie Taylor Greene because she did a clip in her time, on the congressional hearings this last week where she brought up cards showing the sexual escapades of Hunter Biden and how
trafficking women.
Trafficking women. Well, he was writing off prostitution as, a secretarial and office help. Joe's like, he's done nothing wrong. I'm proud of him. He's the smartest guy I know.
Well, let's see. If anybody else is fraudulent on their income tax, you go to prison. You don't collect $200, but Hunter's okay, I guess.
I'm assuming
it was just
a
misunderstanding.
This is all Trump's fault. Shut up. This is Trump's fault.
I'm assuming there's a bunch of politicians that are really upset with this fact finding. They can't write off their prostitution activities.
Well, damn it.
Well, they had their own prostitution house over in Nevada, and they went bankrupt because they didn't know how to run it. The government had it over there.
So all the images that she posted on, and you can watch this. Forbes has been doing a pretty good job of covering most of this stuff. Little short 5-minute clips of each congressional or congressman or congresswoman. And David Lowell, by the way, I think we have a picture of him on a bong. He's token hardcore on a bong. This is his lawyer, and so he sent a letter to the Office of Congressional Ethics claiming that the congresswoman's actions blatantly violates House ethics rules and standards of official conduct by showing the sexual explicit images of the president's son during an oversight hearing committee, and so it's the congresswoman's problem, right? Because she showed the explicit images, even though
How dare you expose that to the people so they know what's really going on with them?
But the whole remember the pee-pee tapes and all the Trump stuff. Oh yeah, it's Trump. But provable stuff. You've got it on tape. You've got it on video. You've got it on pictures. You got it on his cell phone, on his laptop, across the board, everything. And it's the congresswoman's fault for showing them because that's ethics crap there.
Yeah.
When your ethics community forgot to bring in any ethics.
I guess writing off your prostitutes is ethical. And that shouldn't be brought up,
having prostitutes is ethical.
I mean, how many receipts do you need? If Trump had just looked wrong at a prostitute, he was going to get impeached. And now you've got, we've got proof they're receiving money. He is compromised. He's sold out America. And I'm not talking about Hunter. I'm talking about Joe, who never does any business dealings with his son. And now there's an irrefutable proof. He's on tape. You've got so much. It's Trump is, bad orange man.
So I do have a couple of ones here before we hit the top of the hour.
2 minutes.
School district bans opt-out from LGBTQ lessons because too many families opted out. An affluent liberal D.C. suburb has a simple explanation for why it won't honor parents' requests to exclude their children as young as 3 years old from storybooks with sex workers, kink dragger, drag gender transitions, and same-sex romance.
What's a kink dragger?
Don't ask.
I don't even know what that is. Hey, I'm a kink dragger. What is that, something like at the drag strip? Maybe.
For elementary-age children, it's hard. Marilyn Montgomery County Public School claims it was flooded with opt-out requests when the books were introduced into the curriculum in January, giving it legal justification on logical grounds to issue blanket policy for no exceptions and no notifications.
Book burner! We don't want to show pornographic material. We don't want to show it in Congress, but it's okay to show it to 5-year-olds.
But before we go, there was 19 states that have passed bills regarding banning the sex changes. So we are making headway with it. So there you go.
Yes, we're done.
We're done. An old lady at a red light. Pull a gun on the owner of a liquor store. You think it's cool, act a fool if you like. Cuss out a cop, spit in his face. Stomp on the flag and light it up. Yeah, you think it's tough. We'll try that in a small town.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. As Taiwan prepares for anti-invasion exercises, China sends dozens of warplanes toward the island.
Taiwan's defense ministry says the Chinese People's Liberation Army sent 37 aircraft and 7 Navy vessels around the island from Friday into Saturday, among them dozens of fighter jets and bombers. More than 20 of the detected warplanes crossed the middle of the Taiwan Strait, an unofficial boundary considered a buffer between the two. The move comes days before the democracy plans to hold military exercises aimed at defending itself against a possible invasion. Taiwan and China split in 1949 after a civil war. The island has never been part of China, but Beijing says it must unite with the mainland. I'm Julie Walker.
As the deadline to reach a new contract nears, a potential UPS strike feels closer than ever. The Teamsters, which represents 340,000 UPS workers, are calling for better pay. This is union spokesman Sean O'Brien.
This company has made $100 billion, and they've rewarded Wall Street, they've rewarded CEO, they've rewarded high-level management people who have never touched a package. Now it's time to reward the people that touch those packages, the part-timers, the single moms, people that are working two or three jobs at poverty wages, and also the drivers that are out there providing goods and services.
They've got to have a deal by July 31st or the strike is on. Such an impasse hasn't affected UPS since 1997. President Biden is praising new commitments by Amazon, Google, Meta, Microsoft, and several other companies to meet a set of artificial intelligence safeguards brokered by the White House. Critics, though, are skeptical. And hundreds of protesters attempted to storm Baghdad's heavily fortified Green Zone yesterday. They were upset about the burning of a Koran by an ultranationalist group in Denmark. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Westlake Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Westlake Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And in the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now.
If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-626-5252. That's 800-626-5252. 800-626-5252.
Britain has officially joined an Asia-Pacific trade group that includes Japan and 10 other nations.
The trade bloc covers more than 500 million people and 15% of the world's economy. For Britain, it represents the largest trade deal it has struck since leaving the European Union more than 3 years ago. Britain is the first new member to join the bloc, which was created in 2018.
Correspondent Jeremy House called the comprehensive and progressive agreement for Trans-Pacific Partnership. It also includes New Zealand, Singapore, and Vietnam. China state media says 5 people have died and 3 others are missing after flooding caused by heavy rain hit the eastern part of the country. China National Radio says the massive flood swept through a village in Hangzhou City and engulfed many houses late yesterday, leading to the partial collapse of a nearby mountain and a mudslide that affected many, many areas. Every year, seasonal flooding causes these kinds of problems. News and analysis at townhall.com. Performers half the age of Tony Bennett are singing his praises this weekend following his death last week.
'Cause I've got you under my skin.
Among those honoring Tony Bennett's legacy, contemporary crooner Michael Bublé.
Tony was just this wonderful and amazing. I mean, listen, the voice, he was kissed. That throat was kissed by God.
Bennett's duets were memorable with Paul McCartney, Lady Gaga, Stevie Wonder, and John Legend. Harry Connick Jr. was also a friend.
Class, elegance, love for your brothers and sisters.
Tony Bennett died Friday at the age of 96. He'd been sidelined in recent years because of Alzheimer's disease. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Today is Sunday, July 23rd, and some famous people are celebrating a birthday today, including actor Daniel Radcliffe, who is 34. This is SRN News.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Walk like a Joe Biden. And when he boards at Force One, he spins around and he hits the floor. He's got the moves. He hits the deck, then he hits some more. All the Dems are so sick of Joe, they really would like to see him end. He sh**ed his pants. Vatican. All the kids in the DNC say,
brought to you by Pfizer.
Well, it looks like they're calling for the impeachment of Biden here, too. I just saw that. But you got a couple things there, Dave?
So, yeah, I wanted to talk about that song that we went out on. So that was banned from the Country Music Festival and from a whole bunch of different places across the internet. And they were like, oh, no, that song is racist. It has undertones of lynching. It has a bunch of stuff like that in it. Just so happens that it ended up hitting the number one song in America. The fact of the matter is, I don't think people are into this whole lawlessness, crime, mugging. Like, in the song particularly, he's not talking about going after any individual race.
He just shows pictures of the riots, which, by the way, were mostly white people rioting.
Right? And so you've got that. He talks about carjackings and old men being held up at the liquor store, this, that, and the other thing. But you know what? America has spoken, number one. And they're not going to let him be canceled. This is the thing. Cancel culture is failing on their side completely. Mm-hmm. Where it's not failing is on their side for the people that say they're part of it. So there's this guy right here, Anti-Flag. Iconic feminist punk band Anti-Flag breaks up and deletes all social media after a lead singer is accused of rape on podcast.
Mm. But back
weird
to,
how that
yeah,
works.
Back to Jason. There's a lot of your country singers and stuff that are pulling out of everything because they're not allowing it.
That's
they're saying, you know what? We don't want to be part of country music.
Well,
we don't want on that level.
What's happening? Garth Brooks.
Well, they're talking about CNBC,
well, that
country
says
music
a lot,
television.
Garth Brooks.
And what they're discovering is that they have more pull over in the alternative media that's growing leaps and bounds every day. Everybody's starting to go, you know, why should we be watching that crap? You know,
exactly.
And we're not being told the truth. We're being lied to.
But we've seen what happens. Look at what happened to Bud Light. Look what happened to Target. When people start doing that, we do make a difference to them because
well,
we got hit in the pocketbook with a lot of that crap.
Our movement is a lot bigger than anybody wants to believe.
That's true.
Okay, and so they want to make you feel like you're alone. They want to make you, and they promote that. But I gotta play this quick clip. This is Joe Biden on Hunter's crack use. Here we go.
If you have a piece of crack,
oh, what happened? Hold on, let me.
You have a piece of cocaine.
Hold on.
While you pull that up, I did want to mention as far as censorship goes.
Hold on a second.
So on the 21st, you had Linda Yaccarano, who employed new content moderation features on Twitter. Now, this is the new CEO.
If you have
let's just go ahead and play.
A piece of crack cocaine no bigger than this quarter that I'm holding in my hand, $0.25, we passed a law through the leadership of Senator Thurman and myself and others, a law that says if you're caught with that, you go to jail for 5 years. You get no probation. You get nothing other than 5 years in jail. Judge doesn't have a choice. Under our forfeiture statutes, you can, the government can, take everything you own. Everything from your car to your house, your bank account, not merely what they confiscate in terms of the dollars from the transaction that you just got caught engaging in. They can take everything. I don't care why they become a sociopath. We have an obligation to cordon them off from the rest of society. They are in jail. Away from my mother, your husband, our families. So I don't want to ask what made them do this. They must be taken off the street.
If so,
1980s Joe?
Yeah. And what's funny is this is a split screen, and the other side of the screen shows shows Hunter, token up on several different kinds of pipes and doing whatever. And I'm going to play this on Sovereign Minds, the podcast, so we get the whole thing. I posted this on Facebook. And they blocked it because they said it was against community standards.
Of course it was. Well, that gets back to the heart of this situation with Twitter. We've been told that Twitter is going to be this bastion of free speech. We are seeing Tucker Carlson, who is now on Twitter and had quite the viewing. Now, so far, it looks like it's been pretty good. But the problem is this new CEO, she's a World Economic Forum person.
I've heard that.
She apparently is going to be doing this new content moderation features on hate speech and otherwise on Twitter, which Elon Musk said he wasn't going to do. Now, Elon's still been very quiet about this. This first got brought up from the quartering when he ended up mentioning it. He has about 700,000 followers, and he got about 10,000 likes on this, and Elon was tagged in it. So he says that he's confident that Elon had ended up actually seeing this tweet and chose not to address the situation and instead addressed a lot of just frivolous, foo-foo, funny things while not addressing the fact that, in particular, he said that they were not going to be doing content moderation to get more advertisers back. Now they are. So this seriously begs the question of, do we want to continue doing anything to Twitter? Right now I am. But if they start moderating, nope, it's down, it's gone, back to Rumble.
Yeah.
And there's a few other ones that are starting to come out. I don't know how good they are yet, but there is a couple.
Well, and Wimkin and Jason Shepard, he's actually releasing a new one, a TikTok alternative called Realster. And that's actually, I think it's out now. So he's been working on that and getting it released to the App Store, and I've beta tested it somewhat, and it's been pretty good so far.
So another little story here, and then we'll get on to the digital bank stuff. Evidently, Rand Paul has referred Dr. Fauci for prosecution.
Should have happened a long time ago.
Yeah, evidently they've referred him to the DOJ, which, oh boy, you know, those guys are following the law and everything. We'll see what comes of this, but he's perjured himself and lying to Congress in testimony for the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee. In the interview with Breitbart News, Senator Paul said that he gave Dr. Fauci the benefit of the doubt, at least as the medical bureaucrat came to prominence in 2020. He deemed him as a disinterested public health figure. However, he explained that in his interaction with Fauci as it increased, he concluded then that the White House medical advisor was a dishonest person who determined all the to cover up all the inadequacies. So I'm not going to go too far into it, but he's been referred to for lying to the.
Well, he should be prosecuted for murder, but that's my opinion.
Well, lying under oath.
About so. Damn time.
Him and many others should be, in that whole boat, too.
Oh, along the same lines of that, Fox News deserves the burial ground. They deserve to no longer get any views whatsoever, not just for what they did with Tucker, but also in the news over
here.
Oh,
yeah, the Satan thing. Yeah, talk about that.
So July 21st, this is from Temcast, Fox News will match employee donations to Satanic Temple, the Trevor Project, Planned Parenthood, and the SPLC. The whistleblowers from Fox News has revealed that the company is using apps called Fox Giving to match employee donations to approved organizations, which include the Satanic Temple, the Trevor Project, Planned Parenthood, and the far-left extreme of Southern Poverty Law Center. They will match donations up to $1,000. How about that?
I've been off of Fox for a long time. I still catch clips here and everywhere, but you catch clips and stuff on everything from everywhere.
Right, yeah.
Because that's how you get your news anymore, is in sound bites that, you know, you're not going to get off of an hour and a half program where they slant everything. So there's a few good guys left on Fox, I think, but most of the guys that are wanting to report the truth are gone already. You know, I mean, whether it's Tucker or Eric Boylan, I can't think it's Boiling, Boy. Anyway, you know what I'm talking about, Eric.
Boland,
thank you. And you know, you've got all of the top ones are starting to flee. You know, I mean, Glenn Beck was gone. You know, who's the gal that was had something with Bill O'Reilly going? I can't think of her name. Megan Kelly. She's got, so Trish Regan. They're all doing their own things, separate away from it, because, you know, after a while, if you are a real journalist, you're not going to be told what to report.
Well, and that was the thing. So Temcast, he had actually ended up been talking about how it was golden handcuffs when he worked for Vice. They wanted him to report and say the things that they wanted him to say, and he wasn't comfortable doing so. So they actually paid him for 2 years to say absolutely nothing, and he called it golden handcuffs. And can you imagine wanting to be able to share the information out to the world, actually report on these real stories that you've been investigating, but then be completely silenced by a gag order contract and a minuscule amount of money?
Yeah. And that's it.
That's surprising.
All right.
Meanwhile, you've got Gavin Newsom. Have you heard about this one? California school to pay $3 million after rejecting the LGBTQ.
$1.5 million.
This is the Temecula thing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so if you don't do what we're told, see, that's the whole point, you know, is that they want tyranny. They don't want a functioning constitutional republic. And Gavin, really, I mean, he's just a petty tyrant. He's broken the law so many times with no repercussions. That's why these guys keep doing it.
So my question with that is, in your county, say that happens into Shasta County as an example, that they're not going to give us the money. Okay, so we are going to keep all of the taxes that are collected for the school board.
I think at some
point we will run our own school our own way.
I think at some point you just give them the finger. That's where we're headed.
Yeah.
I mean, and right now, if Trump does get reelected, the only thing that he can do right now, if he does get reelected, is the first day is start firing everybody in sight. Everybody needs to go and have that anything to do with any of this crap. Fire them immediately, and then start prosecuting the ones that warrant because of the.
Well, there's so many agencies, so I mean,
there lies the problem. So my idea on this has been for a while now that yes, all of these agencies are corrupt. Yes, when you go back to the founding of the FBI, it was founded based upon the fact that they couldn't get Al Capone. They had too many corrupt individuals and too many corrupt cops, and so they actually ended up going to the schools where these kids were being trained and brought them on as police officers because they couldn't find a single police officer currently on the force. Now, what my suggestion would be is, all right, so since these institutions have been corrupt at their very bases, we need to completely eradicate them, restore it back to a constitutional nature of your sheriff that you get to elect, and then he gets to select the people. So if you're not happy with your sheriff in your county being able to do and oversee some of these programs, you can fire him and elect the person that you want to be able to oversee these to get the job done. Right now, that's the real problem that I see with these big three-letter institutions, is we have no real oversight as we the people. We just have people assigning them into these roles.
Do you know what the oversight is and what Congress should be flexing their muscles with? Is the budget. Congress has the power of the purse. cut
the
them off.
Funding.
That's right. Stop the funding. And this is where you get into the Federal Reserve and the budget and the debt and all of it, because that's the problem, is that if you got, that's why the founders said so many bad things about a central bank that could issue currency out of thin air, is that you will wake up homeless in the lands that your fathers conquered through taxes, inflation, and large corporations spring up around you. Because if you have a money machine and a monopoly on that, you own everything and everybody. That's all that's happened here. Why are we $32 trillion in debt? Where did $32 trillion come from? It just magically appeared. How do you get $32 trillion if you're not counterfeiting? And why do we owe interest on that if it's our money? See, we're renting our money from a private institution. This is a scheme. This is a worldwide scheme. And it goes all the way into, you know, each central bank of each country, pegged to our dollar, Bretton Woods, all of that. And so it's one of those things that is this, you know, if you go to the Bible and you said money's the root of all evil. Well, that's not what it says. It says the love of money is the root of all evil. Mm-hmm. And so what happens is you've got these guys that's all they care about is money. These guys at the top, the money is their way to control the countries. Rothschild said, if I can control the money supply, I care not who writes the laws. That's what he's talking about. He'll own all the politicians. And so that's where we're at. That's why we've got this problem in the nutshell.
In saying that, look at how many people belong to one of those three-letter agencies. Look at how many people they employ anymore.
Right.
Most of the population is dependent on those three-letter agencies
or their retirement.
Or whatever. When you stop and think about it, it's a high percentage of the population.
Oh, yeah. As of yesterday's date, we do have a caller that we'll get to right after this. But Biden overrules Pentagon and names a female admiral to the head of the Navy. This is from the Post-Millennial.
Yeah.
The president doesn't normally handpick the Navy's top officer, so Biden's decision to tap Franchi for the job might have been seen as a rebuke of Austin, but the move has not caused tension in the relationship, Sullivan said on one of the sidelines of the Aspen Security Forum. The president has had the chance to sit with the Secretary of Defense, and they work together in the state together, and this state, that is a good thing, he said. Asked if there was any daylight between Biden and Austin, Sullivan said, I don't believe there is. Both men ended the discussion feeling very good with what he had said. So you have Biden stepping in and say, oh, no, we're not going to pick the person that you thought was most qualified for the job. We're going to pick a female because it's good for optics. That's great in a time when we're dealing with Russia and China.
Like everything else. And with that, we've got Mary on the line. Good morning, Mary.
Hi. My comments are pretty well retro because it was in the last hour. But Linda was telling me about Buzz Lightyear, and that was upsetting, but she didn't hit on Santa Claus. But you know what? That's what I get when I talk to people. They want to go along to get along. I got a call yesterday, somebody saying, oh, you better get your money out of the bank. And I go, where have you been? Where have you been? Your money should have been already out of the bank. But these people are slow to the party. I don't know what the thing is. But, Mark, you said something about chips. I love chips. I usually eat them with salsa. But I love you guys. Talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, Mary.
Bye.
So let's go ahead and play this. This is comes from an article about a banker insider. This is published on the July 19th of this year. Is talking about the CBDCs. They want to implant chips. That's their eventual goal. And let's hear what he has to say. And are we ready to go in there? Here we go.
German banking economist Richard Werner was selected as a global leader for tomorrow by the World Economic Forum in Davos in 2003. Here, he tells us an insider's view of what to soon expect and says the only way to survive the Great Reset is for us to immediately begin setting up our own banking system.
In each domicile, they should be locally set up and authorized by the local regulators. And it's a profitable investment. Banking is profitable.
Yeah.
So the investors would get a return while the local community would get a return. And it's a way of delaying, perhaps even preventing, the introduction of CBDCs. They have literally delayed their agenda because I think it's so important to them. They've been very careful about the timing, and let's wait a little longer, let's have this crisis first, or let's have COVID first, you know, soften them up. But they've delayed because the technology was already ready around 2015 to roll out. And what people don't mention is, what do these CBDCs actually look like? You know, at the moment, there's a bit of talk about this being phone-based apps. And yes, that is the initial phase. But what was already ready around 2015 is the ultimate goal, what they really want. Apparently, I was told by a central banker, is, you know, CBDCs looks like a small grain of rice that they want to put under your skin, which is, in my view, a violation of human dignity. And they realize there is a hurdle. So to get people to accept this, there will be, you know, why suddenly all the billionaires saying, let's have universal basic income? Because the story is going to be, oh, now we've created this vast unemployment and disruption and crises. Well, we need universal basic income. You will get 2,000 euros into your account every month. But, of course, to run this efficiently, we need to use the latest technology. So, you know, you need the CBDC chip implant. But how many people will say, okay, fine, 2,000 pounds, 2,000 euros, you know?
A surprising proportion, shockingly, obviously, to me or yourself, but we've seen years ago in Sweden, there has been a substantial small minority take-up of what's currently much larger. It's kind of like a little cylinder in stainless steel, I guess, maybe it's titanium or something, and they're doing it because they just want to. They want to be early adopters of this nonsense. So if anyone's listening and that sounds fanciful or conspiracy theorish, the fact is in Sweden they are taking it up and in other places, and that's not coming out of nowhere.
The Bank for International Settlements recently published a report called Blueprint for the Future Monetary System, Improving the Old, Enabling the New. This report proposes that a central bank digital currency will serve as the new reserve currency, and calls for the digital confiscation of all physical property by assigning every real-world item its own unique digital token, which will contain rules on how each item can and cannot be used, so that each person can be controlled and conditioned directly by the central bank. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
So they're talking about tokenism of money and assets, and I did a little investigation on this tokenism, and I got a real short video to explain tokenism. So what it does is that it takes their database and they encrypt it into these tokens so they can trade with these tokens between the different central banks, and then they want to token every asset in the world, so they basically control and program all the assets. I don't think I'm going to play this today because I think you need a visual. But I do have, and we will be talking about this on the next program, I do have the Blueprint for the Future Monetary System, Improving the Old, Enabling the New. Key takeaways, tokenization of money and assets has great potential, plus initiatives to date have placed they've been placing them off to the side in a silo until they get this all put together. The key takeaways of this, they're talking about multiple ledgers. Each with a specific use case might coexist interlinked by application programming interfaces to ensure interoperability as well as promote financial inclusion. Boy, that's a mouthful of buzzwords. Financial inclusion and level the playing field. Wow. So they're talking about this. And
they've had a lot of it already in place.
Absolutely.
It has been for years and people been using it. You just don't realize that you're using it or been using it. But they haven't taken full control, which, you know, the Fed now came out just a few days ago, and the control has already started because it's supposed to be from, you know, large institutions, from bank to bank, so to speak. But now they're dropping it down into the individuals.
Well, and let me read this another one of the key takeaways, and it kind of feathers into what you're talking about. It says a new type of financial market infrastructure, a unified ledger, could capture the full benefits of tokenization by combining central bank money, tokenized deposits, and tokenized asset on a programmable platform. Now, that's a mouthful, but when you think about what are they talking about? They're talking about taking every asset in the world and encrypting it into a tokenism so that basically it can be controlled on a centralized unified ledger.
There's the key word, centralized. They are wanting to do that. Is have it centralized. It's no different That is no different than the fiat currency.
Well, but
absolutely no different than what you got going on with the fiat currency
control. But when you got
control.
When you got a programmable deal here, what they're saying they can program it, you can't trade your asset, you can't buy anything they don't want you to buy, you can't sell anything that they don't want
Correct.
You to buy. And
Correct.
If you got the chip, you might as well put the mark on your frickin' forehead at this point, because, I mean, now I'm not particularly spiritual or biblical, but at some point in time, you gotta go, wow, this sounds a lot like something I read at the end of the book, you know? And whether that's coincidence or not, it still should scare the bejeebus out of you to think that somebody is actually planning this kind of coercion and freedom destruction
of
your sovereignty.
Yeah, have been for a long time, and what a lot of people don't realize, how many people own their property. Not very many people in the United States actually own your property.
Well, but
you
the
will own nothing and you will
that's
die.
Exactly
it.
Right. That's
yes.
what this is really all about.
Yes.
You will own nothing and you will love it.
They have set it up so that most people are caught in this, and they don't realize that there's other systems that they need to be involved
in. Well, that's kind of what we're talking about. That's why he's talking about setting up your own bank
and
not participating, not submitting to this stuff, you know, not revealing and getting your assets, not volunteering for the program. I don't want the chip. You want the chip? I don't want the chip.
Well, but if people got all of their assets in their control, what are they going to do, so to speak? That's why they need to, like Mary said, where have they been?
Well, the
you need to wake up now and start putting something into place.
The real deal is, I don't think it's going to work at the end of the day, because when you have 80% of the population standing up and giving them the finger, what are they going to do? You got to obey the law. Up yours.
Well, yeah, but if they've taken everything from you, and that's where the parallel economy comes in.
Again,
you know,
I don't think anybody's going to allow them to take anything at this point that has any common sense. You're either going to hide it,
my point is, if you have all your money and assets in the bank, and the bank says no, what is most people going
to
do out
that
there?
That goes back to the 10 platforms of being an idiot. You know?
Well, yeah, I know, but you see what I'm saying? That,
sure.
that needs to be dealt with. People need to start putting that into place and take care of themselves and education and their family.
That's why we're doing this.
Yeah, exactly.
For people to prepare, just like what Bongino is saying. If you're not preparing, you're a moron.
Exactly.
Well, we need to go over how the carbon tax credits go into this, too, and what they've already said about that. But we are at a point
break.
Where we've got to do a break.
Yeah, take a break. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. You're listening to KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities employees of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact the SA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Hi, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersch, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Vibra plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Laux Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Finger there, just in case you wanted to know. Wow.
So before we had gone to the break, we had discussed a little bit about the carbon tax credits and carbon credits in general. So there's different things that you'll hear, and a lot of them they try to blend in together to obfuscate what they've actually been talking about. So carbon tax credits are entirely different from the carbon credit system that they're trying to set up, that I believe personally that the FedNow system and the BRICS currency is trying to bring in. Now, what's been interesting locally is a lot of these banks, I won't say which ones, but they participated in some of the early CBDC.
There's like 57 now.
And they're rolling them out. What's very interesting about these banks is you can't go to the ATM and get your money out.
Oh, wow. I never would have known. That's crazy.
I don't use them. But.
So that's been happening a lot, and I've been hearing a lot more reports of people that are not at credit unions who are parts of these banks that are saying, oh, yeah, I went to the ATM on this day, and this day, and I can't get my money.
Well, I'm expecting a bank holiday anytime. I mean, you know, I've been saying it for a while. Who knew that it would take this long to get to the point where we are? And we can ignore that it's never going to happen, and this is America, and, you know, it's probably never going to happen here. So my money's safe. It's insured with the FDCA.
Right.
FDIC.
But it has happened here. There has been breaches here locally in banks already.
Right.
Tri-Counties was one.
Yeah. Well, what about SVB?
That's another, you know, but there's, you know, according to what I have is there's 57 banks for this. But before we went to break, you, in that article, you said about use, you know, use cases. People don't realize how important that is to know about anything. The end result of why they're doing something, they'll tell you in a use case scenario. And you need to know those things so you know how to go about not being a victim to what they're trying to accomplish. Right. A lot of people don't do that. It's like white papers. You need to do a little bit of homework so you know, you know.
Mark, I'm sending you something right now on these carbon credits. If you can, it's just 37 seconds. If you could play this real quick, I think it's pretty important to the point.
Yeah, and while you're doing that, the FedNow thing, you know, it says in this article that I have, you know, the banks don't say no to the feds. So they pretty well are going to allow them to do whatever they need to do to stay in good standings with them.
Mm-hmm. Well, and so what they've actually been saying for themselves is that, hey, you are going to have these carbon credits, and you're going to be able to utilize these for things that you want to be able to buy. But if you want meat, your carbon credits are going to cost you four times more than if you're willing to eat the plant-based alternatives, which ironically have about 20 times more CO2 that is produced to produce them than the cow eating the grass.
That's a subject for another day.
Soylent Green, that's what I want. I'm a vegetarian.
When they've also, through this process, they've said they're going to get to society to where they want to be based upon these carbon credits and being able to say, oh, well, we're going to be able to limit people's consumptions of things like tobacco and alcohol based upon these credits.
And they're going to have you under surveillance so that they know exactly what you're buying, when you're buying it, and how you're buying it.
They can have a couple of my digits.
I'm just offering two, but.
Okay, yeah. So I've got it pulled up, and this is give me a little bit of background. I haven't listened to this.
So the background on this is the way this person really believes that it's going to end up playing out as far as the carbon credit system.
And this is the World Economic Forum. Oh, gee, they're not involved in anything.
Nice guys.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Are we ready in there? All right, here we go. We got the thumbs up and.
Uitstootrechten verdelen en dat elk huishouden of elke burger een hoeveelheid uitstootrechten krijgen, zodat we opgeteld, ja, niet meer uitstoten dan
onze
language.
Kunnen we zit in
Okay, it says let's ensure citizens and households of every citizen in the Netherlands receives a certain amount of carbon emissions. We will have to do this in another forum.
What you could do is you could mute it and you could just read it. It's going to be better than the dub anyway.
I could do that. Let me see. Let's see what he got. Insurance carbon credits. You can't interrupt me if I'm going to read it.
Here we go.
It's not going to work. So we'll have to do something different.
I've seen that. I couldn't find the one translated on that one.
It's not as common. So in regards to is basically saying that they're going to be taking the carbon credits from the lower and middle class, just like what's going on right now with the money, and they're going to be using it for the higher classes to be able to do everything else, and the lower classes are not going to have any ability to pay for their electricity and a lot of the other stuff. That's the summary of it.
You just say it's not so. What do you mean? They don't care about the little people?
And once again, it's you being in taxes and you seeing the way this works, there is a certain class of people that just don't have to. They don't have to really worry about it from the standpoint of the average man who doesn't have an understanding of taxes or write-offs or otherwise, who just goes to work.
All you do is write off all your prostitutes, and you're fine. And it's all good. You know.
No, not if you're certain individuals. We get to go to jail.
Well, I mean, I don't have any prostitutes to write off, so that's the first problem in the...
Well, there's that. I'll keep...
Anyway,
I can actually read this real quick, too. Let's ensure that every household or every citizen in the Netherlands receives a certain amount of carbon emissions rights. And then this way we can ensure that we do not emit more than our yearly limit. Your emissions rights will be stored in a carbon wallet.
I think I just admitted my yearly limit a minute ago.
So if I want to fly, I buy some carbon emissions rights from someone who can't afford to fly, for example.
Sounds like a book I read.
This way, this poor person can earn some extra money. Or if someone lives in a small house, he can sell his emissions rights to someone who lives in a big house. This way, poor people can benefit from the green
economy. I'm going to start selling my emissions.
Now, as far as your emissions go, that basically means that you then
Who said you couldn't buy?
Yeah, but I don't like your ESG score, so you don't get any carbon credits. Hey. Sorry, you're out.
You have wrong think. We just deleted your right to travel.
Mine smell like roses, so shush. Okay, so here's the WorldCoin CEO. Okay, so we got a WorldCoin going on here. This is from the Gateway Pundit. Global digital currency tied to global digital ID will soon be required whether you like it or not. So this is no longer talking about a futuristic terms. It is a current reality that will be forced on all of humanity is what he's saying. I've been saying for nearly 3 years now the Beast System, which is, that's kind of an interesting name. We'll call it the Beast.
Yeah.
Is based on the world's people accepting two technological components offered by the Luciferian globalist elite. Am I getting your attention here? Let's see. We got the Beast System. They all worship Satan. And nothing to see here.
And this is going to be good for everybody.
I want an ice cream.
All good. No problem.
Even if this is not like the end thing, these people are crazy. Okay? So a global recognized digital ID to replace the cards in your wallet and a globally recognized digital money to replace the cash in your wallets, the two together will compromise the foundation of the punitive global Beast System.
So it has nothing to do with that IRS ID.me that when you go there, it talks about the financial wallet that puts you in control.
Right.
Nothing like that.
No.
The digital wallet that puts you
that
in control.
That had nothing to do with it, why you have to do all that ID me now with any of the government agencies online.
Oh, and why would
that
you...
That has nothing to do with
so
that.
There's so much proof of that. This digital thing, this central bank digital currency. All you got to do is look. Now, I don't know all the ins and outs. And, of course, when you're selling tyranny, you're not going to tell them how bad it's going to be. You're going to tell them this is all great for everybody because if you have this, you'll be able to eat and stuff.
Only what we tell you can eat and when you can eat it.
This, on July 19th, U.S. Senate quietly adds permanent gun control law into 2024 NDAA authorization. Now, it's just a small paragraph. It could easily end up being missed. But here's Gun Owners of America. Senate leadership has agreed to sneak in the Reid Amendment 636 in the National Defense Authorization Act to reauthorize the Undetectable Firearms Act forever, let Joe Biden politically enact a ban bigger than pistol braces, and eliminate any accountability.
Well, we just had a recent Supreme Court decision that favored they're not going to get rid of our guns. That's the first step of the deal. So they're going to do it other ways. You know, whether it's economical through the money, through if they're going to try to take over the country.
They're going to try, yeah.
So it's crazy. I saw Jimmy's thing on the BRICS: Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. We could go into that for days. I'm not sure.
Oh yeah, because there's a lot more countries that are involved.
Yeah, we're up
that.
To like we're like up to 180 or 90 or
yeah,
something
like that. Yeah, I think we're about 190
they're
right now.
Ship on the dollar, like
why would they not? The fact of the matter is the U.S. dollar is a fiat currency. Now, here's my question on it. All right, so if you had 19 countries originally set to get this together, and they are a gold-backed currency, if you add all these other hundreds of countries onto this currency, what are they going to need?
Don't worry. We hold all the gold.
Yeah, they've been buying up in records lately.
Just shut up and go back to work. Yeah. We have all the gold.
But as of July 8th, you went from 19 to 20, adding 22 additional countries. You were up to, I think it was 41 countries in total at that point. But now we're up to a quote-unquote 100 or more. And when you end up looking at that, these are all the partners that we used to trade with. The way I understand our currency works is that we go over there and kick the crap out of anybody that wants to either do an oil-backed currency, such as Iran, Afghanistan, and criminalize their currency and say, no, it's a terrorist organization's currency now.
Oh, you
can't trade in
that. That's what they did to Gaddafi. I mean, as soon as he started introducing a gold-backed Afrikan where he was at, was it Ethiopia or not Ethiopia? What country was he from? Who knows?
So we kick their ass and then send them pallets of money to rebuild and say, use this. And that's how our fiat currency currently works.
Well, the problem is that we just keep printing it and devaluing it, so we're stealing their wealth right out from under, and they're kind of not liking it at this point. That's why they're all switching.
And we're attacking our allies. Huh, you think there might be a problem?
I don't know.
Well, and also, I mean, under the current regime that we're under, you have a president that used our U.S. dollar and weaponized it to say, oh, we're not going to let you do anything. And you had Russia that ended up pulling out of the deal that they had made to allow, just this last week, to allow Ukraine to be able to send out a lot of these food to these poorer countries. Hey. Because the problem is they didn't abide by the agreement.
This is all a ruse with Joe. He's sharp as a fox. He knows exactly what he's doing. He's done wonders on the border, Afghanistan, he's just been spot on, and he's not made one mistake since he's been there yet.
Yeah, that's why he has to be escorted off stage and onto stage and down the steps and everything,
So I did actually have some really good news on the border, and it's not due to Joe Biden. It actually has to do with Texas, which, I mean, I'm surprised by, considering how weak Abbott has been in his showing. However, they had an operation called Operation Lone Star. Now, that had a crackdown that bears fruit. It was 422 million lethal fentanyl doses that were seized, 31,000 criminal arrests. Texas efforts to stop the smuggling of drugs, weapons, and people into the United States under Operation Lone Star has borne fruit, according to the data provided by Texas Governor Greg Abbott, who pledged to continue deploying every strategy available in response to the border crisis. So, there's that. I'll give them credit where credit's due.
Well, right? Back to the border. Customs and Border Protection seizes cheese wheel filled with nearly 18 pounds of cocaine.
I'm not concerned so much with cocaine right now as I am the fentanyl.
Well, it doesn't matter. The point being, they're letting all the drugs come across because they got an open border.
Oh. Well, and my problem is,
and all the trafficking.
We had to get real IDs. We had to go through all this process and all this vetting to be able to fly on aircraft and the rest of this, where some of these airlines are now letting people use their arrest warrants as the ability to have their passport
as ID.
Yes.
Hey, I got my arrest warrant here, man. I'm ready to go.
That's exactly it. So,
all right. So I want to switch gears.
Okay.
Okay. We're going to switch gears. We got the last 10 minutes. I do want to talk about this children's
Left turn, Clyde.
This Children's Legacy Center here in Reading, and Wisdom. She sent this to me, and I posted it on Facebook. And this is the Children's Legacy Center.org, and their team. And on the board of directors, I find it interesting that the Reading Chief Police is on there, the District Attorney, Bridget,
Stephanie Bridget,
Aaron Reznor, then we've got Anderson Police Department Chief, Joe Polinski, Judy Flores, Sheriff of Shasta County, Michael Johnson. I just find that that's interesting. And
these are the same people that got the money.
Is this the same people that are getting the $8 million?
$7 million?
Or whatever it is. I'm just curious. Is that the same outfit? I wasn't sure.
I think it might be, but maybe somebody can let us know that. But
I don't know. I was going to look that up earlier, and Rich, did the report on that. We need to find that out because it's kind of interesting that you have such a cross section on this nonprofit. And
I'm still not clear about how the money, from the fire got awarded, but exactly what is what are the steps involved after you get the money? Who actually takes the money and then the steps to decide where it goes and everything? I'm not clear.
I don't know. I don't think anything's clear anymore.
You know. So. It goes to the DA, and the DA is the one that says this is where this and that goes, and this and that amount.
I mean, honestly, it seems like there's two different justices in the world right now. I've got another one from July 21st here. FBI corroborated parts of the document showing Biden accepted $10 million bribe, sources says. So the FBI memo contained testimony from CHS that told the FBI executives for Burisma, a Ukrainian gas company, bribed Joe Biden and his son Hunter Biden with $10 million. Now, to all of us, this isn't new news, but the fact that the FBI has corroborated it is. Immediately after the document was published, legacy news outlets including CNN, ABC, the Associated Press, MSNBC, and more covered the story using a qualifier stating in the headline that the FBI memo was unverified. Just a day later, the new report was published by the Daily Mail confirming that much of the account in the FBI memo about Biden family accepting bribes from Ukrainian officials was indeed corroborated by the FBI. Now, here's the concerning thing that is on my mind is I'm hearing that people back over in Ukraine right now are in horrible conditions. The fighters over there, they're in horrible conditions. They're getting nothing from the government. The government's keeping all the money for themselves and instead saying that they're building roads with it rather than getting them food or drones. They're using drones that are just commercially available drones from stores and things like that rather than anything that we're sending them or otherwise. Where is it going? Where is this money going? Where is the accountability? What is going on with actor Zelensky that's over here when he's got people that are dying on his front lines in the name of this war that shouldn't be going on?
Well, I got a report here from G. Edward Griffin here, and it talks about there is a war to control your mind, and we must stop it now. And I think this kind of hits on all cylinders here. Mr. Griffin believes that we're rapidly reaching a point of no return where the powers that be will finally destroy our old system and replace it with a new international central bank, digital currency, and a social credit system that will exert unfathomable restrictions and control over the masses. He says, I think what they're trying to do now is to create an inflationary blizzard that people will be so alarmed that they will be grateful for a new system. They are destroying the old system right now, and at the rate they're going, it won't take very long to finish the job. Mr. Griffin wants to unite people on a local level to begin to put a stop to the communist ideals of those in government before it's too late. And that's kind of what we're doing on, mm-hmm. that's the moral of the story here,
yeah.
on the local level, is that you have to start setting these alternative economic conditions, alternate sources of food, shelter, clothing, alternate banking system, you know, parallel economy.
Yeah, the parallel economy all across the board. That's it. Because it's going to get worse. Well, and you can't play into it, you know.
Well, and that's what the hope from the elites is that they can make things and conditions so bad that mm-hmm. people will rise up and accept a new system because it'll give them some relief is what they're hoping. And that's the typical communist playbook. And then when you end up with a totalitarian system where everybody's life sucks, at that point in time when you wake up, it's too late.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and I think they've underestimated people's heart, you know.
Yeah.
In this whole grand scheme of things, you know, the American people have always had heart. Look at the pioneers. Look at our founding fathers. They had big heart.
I'm going to mm-hmm. post onto Facebook the Great Awakening again.
Well, the America of old, it was a hand up, not a handout. Yeah. There, you'd come together. You'd have barn raisings. You'd have people that would help you get established. You'd have a whole community that would come together. Where's that community now? Mm.
I think they're starting to pull back. I think they're starting to pull together. I really do. I agree.
Yeah, I think you're wrong. I think that there's people that everywhere that are not buying into this crap, and people that are everywhere that are preparing and getting stuff and getting to know their neighbors. I mean, I'm seeing it right and left every single day. It's just if you are not there or getting involved or isolating yourself or listening to mainstream or just the fact that you're not seeing it in front of you because it's not in your face doesn't mean it's not existent.
I think it needs to be more. But I think there's one particular subset of a group that's out there that is doing it. Then you have the rest of the group that is not.
I'll go with that. I will go with that, but people need to start making, you know, I hate to use the term reach across the aisle, but we need to look at what's happening in our community and reaching and meeting your neighbor or whatever, mm-hmm. reaching out to people, reaching to the young people. That's a big block of people that need to be reached. How that's done, I don't know, but it needs to be done.
Well, and that's the thing. They're constantly trying to keep us at each other's throats. They're trying to weaponize politics and make it us versus them so we don't actually notice the corruption that's going on both sides of the aisle. It was funny because recently I got called out for this guy that was saying, oh, I'm supporting all these people that are on the Freedom Caucus, and because of that I'm pro-Russia. No, I'm not pro-Russia. I'm pro not having people die. In either side,
that's always the spin and the twist, and everybody's always trying to spin and twist everything to a narrative, and that's not necessarily that's not really happening nearly as much as it was, and it's starting to everybody's going away from the narrative because they're starting to realize that's all it is a narrative, and it's not the truth. That's why the truth will set you free, and we have to look for the truth in everything that we possibly can, because in the truth also resides reality. And if you aren't in reality, at some point in time, it's like what Ayn Rand said: you can ignore the consequences of you can ignore reality, but you can't ignore ignore the consequences of ignoring reality. And that's really kind of where we're headed.
Yep, I agree.
All right, so we only got a couple minutes left. I'm as usual, at the end of my rope here.
Well, it's just amazing, all of the stuff that's going on.
Well, on this, too, I mean, I don't think we really talked too much on this, but the Fulton County DA is preparing racketeering charges against Trump, and Fannie Willis has begun investigating Trump February 2020 over a phone call he had with Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, where Trump questioned the results of the election after issues identified with hundreds of thousands of mail-in ballots. Now her office has assembled enough evidence to bring a sprawling racketeering indictment. Two people briefed in the case told The Guardian. Willis, who previously served as a chief municipal judge and as the Fulton County DA since January 2021, is expected to formally bring charges against Trump and potentially an unknown number of individuals next month. Now, this is my thing. Is I'm really seriously questioning whether or not Trump is going to go to jail over this, because it looks like they're doing a...
Well, it's a kangaroo job, you know.
Kangaroo court.
But yeah. At the same time, there's so much coming out. I'm not sure where we're headed, because it's really crazy. You know, I've got another report here from the World Tribune. Top Brass of the FBI said that the identities of the problematic confidential informants who were involved in reporting to the Bureau on January 6th of 2021, protests should be kept from the public. And people are saying, no, that's not. That's what this is all about. You know, they're trying to say that Trump is the one that initiated it, which is complete crap. There's no evidence. The real deal is that the FBI's informants initiated the riots that happened. I think we're at the,
The top here. They're going to cut us off here shortly.
All right. So government is not reason, is not eloquence. It is force, and force like fire is dangerous servant and fearful master.
And have a wonderful week. Get out there and get to the Board of Supervisors meeting if you can.
All gun control is racist. See you all next week.
All right.
Dying ember, an only memory.